This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for November 4th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 94 in the house, and we had a Final Four veto competition and some talks about what to do with that Final Four veto vote. So we're going to talk through all of that. And with me to do so is Scally. How you doing, Scally?
Hello, hello, Taryn. I'm doing well, mostly because this season is almost over, but I'll take it no matter what. Excited to be here talking about the endgame.
All right. Yes. Well, of course, not too much to talk through here, and not too much to recap either. Bowie won the HOH. She and Jag came up with a silly scheme to convince Matt that the reason she was not putting Jag on the block was simply because of a random number choice, which landed both Matt and Felicia on the block in a spot where it really doesn't matter anyway. And then we're just waiting for the Final Four veto, which is going to take place here today on day 94. So let's get right into that. Now, in the morning, Jag and Bowie were talking. And, you know, Bowie's just doing her thing, talking about how she knows there's not really a path for her to get any jury votes, but she at least wants to get to the final two. And she's pleased to have gotten this far and to maybe get to the final two. You know, America could have gotten to final two as well if she had just played her cards better.
Yeah, if she had just sat there and done nothing and been happy with second place, she also probably could have gotten there. There's a world.
Bowie is content to compete with the other people she thinks had no chance to win, aka women.
Yeah, essentially. So, I mean, given the comp breakdown, but I would say that, yeah, it is frustrating to watch a player who, like, probably wasn't going to win anyway, but just take, like, their equity down to a complete zero. Not my favorite game, obviously, but it's like, all right, we went down from 5-0.
Listen, Bowie Jane is somebody who absolutely could have won. She won that final six double eviction. Could have taken a shot there. And as the day progresses, there's still a path for Bowie Jane to win, as far as I'm concerned. She just doesn't think so. Now, just to be clear, there's a lot more of the ice. Like, they're barely talking to Felicia. It's all the same. There's more complaints about Felicia bashing. Like, I've never seen people this close to the end have so much, like, hate in their hearts. At least not in a long time. But they do eventually play the veto competition, and you probably can tell by the tone of this podcast, Jag won the final four veto, and here's our graphic. We're bringing it back. Jag won the final four veto, and it's now going to be one of Felicia or Matt that leaves at the final four.
Yeah, I think
one will leave. Who knows?
I think the tone is probably pretty similar for like 3/4 of the options, probably about 95% of the outcomes. All the same, look at that. Jag wins yet another veto.
Mm. So this really obviously isn't going to change a whole lot in terms of like what's going on for a while here. Jag tells Matt, of course, I'm keeping you. You saved me. So on and so forth. Felicia does campaign to Jag, though. She says, you know, Matt was prepared to cut you. And you obviously know you can't sit next to him in the end, right? He says, well, what do you want me to do? Like, take you to the end? Like, you're gonna cut me. And she says, I know I wouldn't cut you. You think I'm gonna bring Bowie Jane to the final two? Like, I don't want her anywhere near the final two. And he's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that Bowie Jane winning any less money is a win for Felicia at this point. I think that she's probably going to be pretty happy with that. But also, even if Felicia's not going to bring Jag, like, just the idea that Felicia is winning one of the two, which are usually very physical, part one and part two, is probably pretty low. So I don't see a lot of discussion on that one, at least just yet.
Well, we're going to keep fast forwarding through the day because nobody wants to be here right now. And nobody wants to hear about what they're talking about with Felicia. Jag and Bowie late into the night are talking. They're talking about going to the final two together. Jag talks about bringing Bowie over Matt, and how he's going to have to cut Matt. And Matt's going to be so mad at him when he does that. He's going to lose Matt's jury vote. Will Matt even be friends with him afterward? He doesn't know. Bowie says, well, at least we're going to the final three together. You know, we're honoring our word. And Jag says, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, you know, I've never even entertained conversations about cutting Matt. Like, ignore the one we're having right now. And the ones that we've been having over the last 2 weeks. Ignore those. I've never even entertained the possibility of cutting Matt, you know? She's like, yeah, never. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, it's because people would know I would never even do it. So they don't even bother to bring it up to me. It's like, sure, Jag, that's the reason. It's not because you're bad at the game. But with Matt, it's like, he entertains it sometimes, you know? And like, he tells us about it. But it's like the fact that it's even entertained, you know? Because like, I've been playing for him the whole game, you know? So, I don't know. I've been wanting to talk to you about this because I felt hella sick about what Mama Fee talked to me about today. She was like, yeah, Matt's been willing to cut you. And she like talked about some times when he did it, and like he told us about that. But like, you know, then like, you know, back when Izzy was in the game, he was in that alliance that I wasn't in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. So I don't know. I just want to talk to you about it. And, you know, I mean, going against Felicia next week versus going against Matt is kind of a big difference. But I was like, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's worth considering as soon as it benefits you. Yeah, sure. Like, I see no problem in the rationalization. It's something we see all the time. I mean, people have convinced themselves of much more egregious decisions. So absolutely correct to be thinking it out. I don't think you need all the rationalization and that you are going through, but it makes it easier on people when they think that, like, this is justified rather than I am just making a game move that I am playing a game.
I mean, obviously, there's basically no world in which Jag should keep Matt here at the Final Four. Granted, like, you have to be like, if he was in a world where they don't cast Bowie Jane, then there's actually intrigue here. Should you cut Matt, knowing that you leave Felicia in the game for Bowie Jane to possibly beat you in part three of the Final Three HOH, and then win the game herself by taking Felicia potentially? Or is Bowie Jane that dedicated to getting second place that she'd be willing to, you know, do whatever? It's probably the latter. And so, it's the no-brainer decision. Now this eviction is coming up pretty quickly. It sounds like I'm seeing people are saying it's not necessarily a live eviction tomorrow night. It might be filmed ahead of time. And if that's the case, I'm not sure exactly when that would happen. Jag floats the idea seemingly. This is, knowing Jag, he's literally as subtle as a hammer. This is him trying to convince Bowie that he's taking out Matt. He's evicting mm-hmm. Matt. People were just speculating that it might not be live. Either way, it's coming up relatively quickly in comparison to how it normally would be. I think he's working his way up to getting Bowie to agree to make this move, or for him to make this move. He said he wants to do it with her because he's with her, and she hasn't quite agreed to it yet. But look, this is Bowie Jane. Like, a hamster could convince her to take out Matt. It's going to happen is my point. I think it's going to happen. I think Matt is out. I think our final three is Felicia, Bowie, and Jack.
Mm-hmm. Remember the early weeks when people just convinced that Bowie Jane was this big threat and they were going to evict her for seemingly no reason? And we could have just had that. That would have been so nice. If in some world that happens.
Remember
some
when
world,
Jag was evicted?
What could have been? What could have been? Yeah. And I mean, even look, I'm rooting for this not to be live because that means the feeds are down for more hours. And I think that's good for all of us.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've got. Scally, anything that you wanted to bring up from yesterday?
No, I'm good. I feel like, you know, this is the end game. Everything's pretty much decided ahead of time. So none of these conversations really mean anything. And there's no fun ones to go around. So nothing much more.
All right. I've got some people in the chat saying now it's definitely live. It's they've changed the ticket times to match the airing time. So. That makes sense. But also, I don't know. So that's pretty much what we've got for you today. The live in-person podcast from Thursday night. The audio has been fixed for that video. If you want to check it out, if you bounced off of it before, or if you just want to check it out again. It's over there. You can also find me over on Twitch, and Twitter and Instagram. That's pretty much what we got. Scally, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Brian_Scally and on Twitch at twitch.tv/bscally. Myself and Matt Liguori are covering the Challenge 39 over on the Free Agents podcast, brand new feed. So people should check that out. Also covering the season of the Traitors Canada with Puya live after the episode, and then also exit interviews. And Love Island Games has premiered. So myself and Kirsten, when she is back from a little trip, are going to be covering that new show weekly. So people should keep their eyes out.
Stay tuned. If you go to my Twitch, then I'll probably chat about the experience at the live show at some point. So hit the follow button over there if you want to check that out. But that's what I got. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.